98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
Point 3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Appleton Area School District released survey results on Wednesday showing support for an operational referendum. The survey asked residents if they would be apt to support a $17, $15, or $13 million referendum. Fox 11 reports only 39% said they would support a $17 million referendum, but almost 60% would support a $15 million option. A $15 million referendum would mean a $37 increase per $100,000 of property value for 4 years. The Appleton Area School District Board will decide whether to place a referendum on the April ballot during its January meeting. Earlier this month, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers announced the launch of a $10 million grant program to support initiatives that address crime, prevent violence, and improve community safety. Now, Appleton Senator Kristen Dessler-Alfheim is encouraging Fox Valley organizations to apply for those grants.
Keeping our community safe is one of the most basic responsibilities of the government. This new office and grant program will help empower our local law enforcement agencies, school districts, nonprofits, and local governments to do just that.
There are 5 categories of grants: suicide prevention and firearm storage grants, evidence-based violence intervention and outreach programs, criminal justice-based initiatives, domestic violence prevention initiatives, and school-based initiatives. The application deadline is 2 p.m. Friday, January 16th. For more information and a link to the application, see our story at WISS.fm. In August, the U.S. Postal Service made a policy change. It affects when and where envelopes are postmarked. Instead of being postmarked in, say, Appleton or Oshkosh when mailed, postmarks are now stamped at regional sorting centers, which may result in a postmark several days after you mailed it. Many municipalities are warning that if you pay your property taxes by mail, don't wait until the deadline to send them out. That may be too late. Wisconsin Eye stopped broadcasting a few days ago. Now, 2 Democrats have introduced a bill to create an alternative, a new government-sponsored network. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
WISEye live streams the legislature, the Supreme Court, the executive branch. The goal is to make state government accessible to everyone. Without it, the only way to watch these things is to be at the Capitol in person. But they're facing a budget gap of nearly $900,000 for 2026. And after a year and a half of working to fundraise, the network paused all operations December 15th. State Senator Mark Spreitzer and State Representative Brianne Brown, both Democrats, are introducing a bill that would create a new public affairs network instead of Wisconsin Eye. That means live streaming would be part of state government, not a nonprofit that relies on donations and sponsors. Spreitzer talking with Civic Media News Director Shali Pittman.
It looks like we are going to be in a position of needing public taxpayer funding for the long term. And if that's the case, then we should consider whether it should just be a public entity that is accountable to elected officials and run for the public benefit.
It would cost about $2 million a year to provide this coverage of state government. But for this bill to pass and for any of this to work, Spreitzer and Brown need Republicans who are in charge of the legislature on board.
I certainly hope to get support from Republicans. I don't believe we have any Republicans signed on yet, but this is something that I know we've heard that Republican leaders are interested in doing something.
Spreitzer hopes they can get the bill on the floor in January. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Catchy jingle or not, Menards has come to a settlement agreement in a multi-state lawsuit. Attorney General Josh Call and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection announced the $4.25 million multi-state settlement. It resolves claims that the company deceptively marketed its Menards 11% rebate program as a point-of-purchase discount, and it engaged in price gouging for water during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Wisconsin's portion of the settlement comes to $750,000. A Northeast Wisconsin Arts Center is giving the gift of culture this Christmas. The Mulva Cultural Center in De Pere removed entry fees to make art accessible to everyone. Visitors can now enjoy the current Life in Space exhibit and most films in the Discovery Auditorium for free. Museum Director Marvin Wall said it was the wish of benefactors Jim and Miriam Mulva to eliminate pricing barriers for visitors so community members and families around Northeast Wisconsin can enjoy the exhibits time and time again. Wall says with the change happening just before the holidays, the Mulva Cultural Center is the perfect place to spend a cold, snowy day during the upcoming holiday break. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Wisconsin in the Final Four. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's college volleyball. It's the Wisconsin Badgers tonight against number one ranked Kentucky. Coverage on ESPN. The Badgers head coach, Kelly Sheffield.
My dad passed away a few months ago. He would have loved watching this team. The Final Four is just so special. It is so incredible. And when you've been there, it's almost a... Every fiber of your being, you want as many of your players that are committed that decide to come here, that you want them to experience that.
NBA, the Bucks host the Toronto Raptors tonight at Fiserv Forum. NFL, Packers wide receiver Christian Watson back at practice after spending time in a Denver hospital with that shoulder injury.
I think it was how I hit the ground. Just like I think my elbow had hit first, so it kind of just jams your shoulder up into your shoulder. I'm not sure, but yeah, just how I landed was a little awkward.
That's Christian Watson with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy with rain showers today. A little breezy too, with winds south becoming west, gusting to 25 or 30. Temperatures in the 40s this morning will drop late this afternoon into the upper 20s. Tonight, quickly falling temperatures with around an inch of snow and blowing snow. Our low down to 9 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.